Get her to her right hand.
This ain't no joke, this ain't no game. This that CSC game. They said pull up, so I came. You better put some respect on their name. Yeah, 55, what's goody? Kill the vibe, how could he? Big card on the hoodie. Let me break it down for you fully. This ain't your average broadcast. This ain't just no podcast. The mother show spread fake news. We just caught in broadcast. West, Joey, Sam, Sean, Dante. Ain't no that boy Higgy. He said he don't want no small fries. Tell them they better make them biggie. Yeah, you already know what we be on. We got the crown.
What is going on? Welcome. There we go. Get the audio on. Oh Lord. Having some video issues. I can see it. All right, there we go. Welcome to this week's episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm going to get my camera fixed here in a minute. I'm your host, Jeremy Wauman. Impromptu show discussing the Louisville Cardinals 21-14 win over Indiana. Man, need a drink, need some food, need something. We're 3-0 and Benny Boulding is in the chat with all the negativity. So if that persists, we'll have to go ahead and have to be seeing himself out, just messing with you. Garrett says, if you second half, but a win is a win. Absolutely. 3-0 is 3-0, says Wes. Andrew Mudd says, thank goodness I took my blood pressure medication this morning. For sure. It was a nerve-wracking game. I love that bullhorn. I'm going to be taking it to all of the tailgates, so y'all can hear me when I talk. I'm just kidding. Let's hear what y'all got to say on this. Yeah. Because in the first half, everybody was talking about 21-0. We're going to dominate them. So it's not negative to be like, we're going to lose to Duke, Kentucky, and you get all the way out of here with that, because that is negativity. We had a bad half. It happens. This team has shown, though, how good they are. Wild second half from Aaron. Corey says, what's good? 55. Not much. Just sitting here chilling. Not pretty, but it's a win. Henry, the Triple H, and that's Hating Henry Huang, says, I'm here for the football talk. Well, absolutely. Thanks for coming on in. Aaron said, that stop on 4th and 1.5 yards. Let's go. It was perfect. It was amazing. Andrew Mudd says, hey, at least we're winning the close games. I think we're fine. Somebody made a point in the group chat, and I don't remember who it was just now. No, we didn't have a bad half versus Georgia Tech. We had one bad quarter versus Georgia Tech. Wasn't a bad half. And our defense played pretty good in the fourth quarter. We had another bad quarter. The third quarter was a bad quarter. QB1 needs to be more consistent with his. You're not going to hear an argument out of me with that. The IU defense is tough. We'll see. Somebody in the group chats made the point that this game, the Georgia Tech game that we won this year, would have been losses last year under Satterfield. And I'm still trying to work on it. Sorry, I seem like I'm kind of not all here. I'm trying to get my video to work. Your point is that we can't have a bad quarter every game? We are a top – we are between a 30 and a 50 ranked football team. If we played four great quarters every game, we'd be undefeated. Kevin dropped it because the pick was terrible. Absolutely. Aaron said, we got the win and Brom will have his players' attention. Exactly. Winning the close ones. It feels amazing. Master Yoda, we're 3-0 today. Absolutely. Did I get it? Oh, got it. Wait a minute. Is it back? Where's it at? There it is. There we go. Cards win. Sorry that took so long. This is a part of my game day ritual, is to have the jersey hanging over the back of the couch. We missed a couple of sacks as well. Yeah, so it is what it is. Like, again, if anybody that expects four great quarters of football every game is just either not a, at this point in time, first year under a new coach, systems being implemented, anybody that's got anything to really, really complain about it at this point, it's just they're either trying to be a hot take guy or trying to be cool. This there are some things we need to tighten up, no doubt, but it's stuff that could be worked on. We've got Boston College next week. I feel like the defense has been solid. I feel like Ashton was in the backfield a lot. Absolutely. Name of the game is win, for sure. Notre Dame is ranked in the top 10 somewhere. Duke is like, Duke's a fraud, though. Like, they're, guarantee you they end up 6-6. I don't consider them, and that's disrespectful, and I apologize, but I don't consider them a ranked team. Notre Dame, they're a very well-ranked team. Our D-line missed sacks today because of that sliding on the turf, for sure. For sure. Is BC a home game? It is, and we will be set up at that home game for the Collision Course Crew tailgate. I didn't even do my intro today. I was so hype. Over here is where you can follow us on social media. Over there, I don't know why it's always so backwards, is where you can, it's the other way around. You can follow us on social media on right here. Boop, 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 boop. And then you can follow, you can contribute to the podcast on this side of the screen. It's backwards. At home, baby, we owe them. Absolutely. But we'll be set up there for the Boston College game at the Collision Course Crew tailgate. It's going to be a good time. Boston College only down 3 from Florida State. Yeah. I'm telling you, look, I said this morning in the group chat, and I said it this morning to my buddy. There are 4 schools nationally that I don't buy into just yet, and other than Louisville, because I'm not all the way bought in with our own team. I feel like we're getting there, but for me to consistently from this point forward be like, we're going to win every game by 21, I'm not ready to do that just yet. But there's 4 national teams that are on that level for me, and 2 of them have tough schedules. They've got 6 or 7 ranked teams on their schedules throughout the season. And the other 2 are Duke and Florida State. I'm not a believer in any of those 4 teams just yet, but the 2 that had the chance to make me a believer, I think, are Colorado and Utah. Hope we don't overlook BC. Yeah, no, I hope we don't overlook BC. But I still think we're better than they are. So let me get a little of the business out of the way, since I clearly overlooked the intro of the show. I was excited. We just won a football game. Like, what y'all want me to be perfect every time? It's messed up. Coming to you live from the Collision Course Crew Studios, it's the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast, and it's still me, Jeremy. Here are my co-hosts, Nobody and Nobody. Don't forget the chat line is open. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, send us your questions. Check on the graphic to see how you can follow the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast or social media to help support us monetarily. And make sure if you're watching on YouTube, smash that thumbs up button. There we go. Got all the business out of the way. Henry, I hope you don't overlook hating on Louisville one day of the week, because you like to do that a whole lot. All right. Well, here is my summaries of the game. Let's see. I say that, and then let me roll to it real quick. Jamari Thrash is a monster. I jokingly predicted before the game he'd go for 200 yards, and he come really, really close in just the first half. I'm not really sure how much he ended. Let me check that out, since I don't have Sean here to be my y'all right, that is a close game. I don't have Sean here to be my eyes and ears, because he decided to go to the game and almost cut. He's the reason why we only won by 7. If y'all want to blame anybody, send y'all's complaints to @LVilleSean. It's his fault completely. Yeah, he had 4 catches for 159 in the first half and did not have a catch in the second half. So, But he did have a good first half. Plummer was shaky again. His intentional grounding was horrible. His overthrows, underthrows. I feel like he did fix that in the fourth quarter. The end of the third quarter, he made a out of bounds throw that caused issues at the beginning of the game. It didn't cause it at that point. So we got a little bit better in the fourth quarter. The running back game still strong, or should I say scrong. Best running back core I can think of since back in the, back during Bobby's first run here when we had Bush and Kobe Smith and just that Bilal Powell was in there somewhere. George Stripling was in there somewhere. And I know they were in different cores, but just like we had power backs. Yoda in the building. What does Sean do? He decided to go to the game. I couldn't because I had PT this morning. Well, I had to get my exercise in this morning. And he decided actually at the last second to go to the game. And yeah, that's we've watched the last five Louisville football wins we've watched together. So good. Now I don't have to invite him to the next game. Thanks, Sean. My bro, Yoda, what up? Dwayne in the building. Yeah, Sean's banned from all games. The running back game again was strong. The IU onside kick to start the second half changed the game a little bit. Well, not a little bit, a lot. Felt like we kind of let off on them in the second half a little bit. Jarvis Brownlee, I can't really say enough about him. He has improved exponentially from this season to last season. I think it's his name. Changed the tone of the game. Well, Andrew says our running back room is deep and Thrash is a monster. Absolutely. Brownlee did get caught up at the end of the game, but we're talking about a Jarvis Brownlee that last year had three bad plays per game, and this is his first really noticeable bad play this season. So I'll take it. You go from three a game to one every three games. It is what it is. Quincy Riley looks really good too. Absolutely. But he had a slip up, and that's okay. I mean, we're not going to be perfect. We're going to slip up from time to time. The O-line looked like it got pushed around in the second half. That was huge. But then we had the huge goal line stand in the fourth quarter. Plummer made the right calls, throwing away on third down and running for multiple first downs in the fourth quarter. That he didn't do during the game. Wish we had a second. Yeah, I do too, D-Wall. Thank God we had Thrash and Jordan, says Corey. On the last two drives, though, Plummer made really good calls with running the ball and throwing away the ball instead of making mistakes like he had in the third quarter. Time runs out and the Cards scrape by and hold on to win 21-14. Okay, let's see. I think Higgy's going to join us. That must mean they've run out of sampler platters at Costco. I literally wrote his name in the group chat and said Higgy. But I will say this, Dalton with a great point in the we have a group chat that we all talk to each other during the game, just Cardinal fans. And if you want in it, let me know. Send me your Twitter, and Higgy will write them down, and we'll add you to the chat. But let's see. Take it week by week, regroup and refocus, said Dalton. I agree with that. I feel like we had a good amount of drops. We did. We did have a good amount of drops. And while we're doing this, just because I want to see how this game ends, Boston College with the ball driving on Florida State. We'll do this together. We'll watch. I agree, Corey. I agree. He should have checked down to the running back for sure. Ooh. What is... Okay, here comes Higgy. No Florida State driving. Brent, Florida State driving. It looks like Boston College has the ball. I don't know what you're talking about. The interception wasn't his fault. It was a drop by the wide receiver. Absolutely, Benny. Interception was because he didn't catch it. Thrash and Bruce have the best hands. Just leaving the stadium, a win is a win. Got it. Absolutely. Brent, yes, you're wrong, but you're normally wrong. And that's why we love you, is because you're normally wrong. You're normally over. Let's see. Oh, third and 10. You're normally wrong, but we love you for it. Yeah. I know. I was just sitting here thinking, like, what's up with the white helmets for Florida State? Not. They don't even look like Florida State. So I was struggling with it at first, too, when I got Greedy Vance with the play. But nevertheless, Cards get it. 21-14. Higgy, did you get to watch all the game, or were you too busy stopping at all the food carts at Costco?
A mixture of both. But at the same time, I did get to watch the end of the game, which leading up to it looked like we were a little crazy more than anything.
Oh, crap.
Oh, Florida State fumble, and they got the ball back.
And I think fumble State. I think Florida State just locked their game down. You were right, Brent. Actually, they are driving with the ball now, probably. It is what it is. Yeah, as Dwayne said, be safe, Fabian. Did you get to watch? How much of the game did you say you got to watch? I was doing 15 things. My camera's not been working off and on, so I wanted to.
Well, I watched the first half between Costco and Hobby Lobby, and the second half was between the house and the
Hold on. Louisville football plays 12 games a year, Higgy. People schedule their weddings around it. People schedule everything around it. You were out at Costco during the football game?
Yep.
Because you couldn't have went right now, right? Because it's 3:30.
Have you seen Nashville traffic in the afternoons?
Yes, I have. Well, I'll say this. I have seen Nashville traffic when I'm not in Nashville. See, Garrett Hoover, what the heck,
yeah,
Higgy?
Yeah, Garrett even agrees with me, I know.
Brent, knee down. I'm not watching anymore. They called it, so Boston College still has the ball.
Yeah.
That's worse than going to Disney. Stop it, Brent. I don't know anybody. Who's at Disney? I wish my wife would ask me to do stuff during a game, says Andrew. Corey wants me to hit the button.
Un-effing believable.
And I'm going to hit it twice.
Un-effing believable.
Unlike that's twice more than Sean's hit it, the button. So we'll see. I'll keep, or y'all keep me in touch because I can't focus on that and serve you good people here. But yeah, a win is a win though. Higgy, I'm still trying to figure out how you're a Louisville football fan and making trips out to other places during the football game. That just blows my mind. Like Teresa's mom. Teresa, listen.
While I was at both places.
Listen, Linda. Teresa's mom's birthday is today. And she said, I'm going to go celebrate my mom's birthday with her. Is that okay? And I said, sure, as long as it's not between 12 and 4. And she planned it for after that. I don't get it, Higgy. There are some things that you do that just baffle me from time to time.
Oh.
That's the Higgy alarm. I hope that didn't bust y'all's eardrums. Okay, so back to the game. The offense looked really good in the first half. The defense looked really good in the first half. The offense, really in the third quarter, the offense looked inept. Plummer went back to his shaky, non-focused self. I want to defend you, Higgy, but you make it so hard. Like everybody, I want to defend Higgy from time to time, but I just can't. So Florida State did get the ball.
Yeah, they got it back after a punt.
So oh, okay.
Florida State ball.
See, I told you I wasn't going to pay no attention. So wait a minute. You made sure you were home to watch the Florida State game, but not the Louisville game?
I was trying to get home between lunch, Hobby Lobby, and Costco. I didn't really have much.
Look, Higgy, blink two times if Megan had a gun to your back. I hear. Okay, so the gun was in the back. Look, I'm sorry. There's a lot of things I look over. a lot of things that I don't say my piece on, but here's one I will say my piece on. The first key to being a fantastic wife is to support your husband no matter what. The second key to being a fantastic wife is to never ask your husband. You can show me her all you want. Hello, sweetheart. The second key to being a fantastic wife is knowing not to ask to do things during a Louisville game.
I didn't ask.
Higgy, what is wrong with you? Okay, you look, I'm sorry. Sorry, Meg. I didn't mean to blame you. What is wrong with you, Higgy? Higgy is an imposter, says Henry. Brent says our D-line didn't get any pressure. It looks like...
If I was an imposter, I wouldn't be wearing my stuff out in public.
Higgy put more pressure on his shirt than he did on making sure he was ready for the game. That's kind of rude. It is what it is. But, yeah, I was really, really excited at the half. The second half just proved to me that we were able to hold these guys. That we gave up two quick scores, and we were able to hold them. And we made the big plays in the fourth quarter we needed to, including that huge goal line stand.
But we had multiple drop balls in the second half, too. That could have been touchdowns easily.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Chris
but that goes to
Ben Coleman.
You know what? Let's check out real quick. Higgy, make a pointer. Make yourself useful.
I'm just saying it's
two. Oh, wait a minute. Who did they beat? Missouri fans storm the field after kicker hits a 61-yard. But who are they playing?
Number 15, Kansas State.
Okay, so that's a big win.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is Chris Bell had a 45-yard touchdown pass in his breadbasket and dropped it. Kevin Coleman had a big play that was dropped.
You would say breadbasket.
Just, we've had so many good thrown balls that second half that could have gotten led to scores that we dropped.
Look, if you can say a lot of things about Jack Plummer, one thing you cannot say about him is that he's not consistent. He's going to give you between 238 and 248 yards every game. He went for 248 the first game, 247 the second game, and 238 this game. A touchdown and a pick this game. Jahar Jordan over 100 yards again. Plummer added 42. We didn't spread the ball around as much, but look, Cameron Kelly came up big for us. Two tackles for losses, 12 tackles. But here's the thing, and I don't like putting the blame all on one person. Actually, Fabian, for the first time ever, I'm going to disagree with you. I thought our play calling was masterful. In the first half, we had people in the group chat that was like, why is Jahar not playing? Why is that? It's because the way that he had the battle plan, and it worked perfectly in the first half. And there were plays in the second half that should have been really good plays, but Plummer just didn't connect on them. Look, the thing is that when you're the quarterback of the team, again, I don't like to call out any certain position, but when you QB a team, you take the flak, you take the glory. It is what it is. And Plummer still had even in the first half when we looked really good, he had some throws he was over, under, that he didn't throw out of bounds and tried to run for, and then there was a one in the second half where he had the intentional grounding.
Which I'm still baffled by, because how outside the tackle box, I can not understand.
Because there's nobody there for him to throw. There has to be somebody for him to throw it to.
But I thought it has to follow both guidelines to be intentional.
No, it's got to be – no.
Okay.
If anything, they should have said it was an illegal forward pass or whatever. The fact of the matter is he tried to throw it out of bounds, and you can't do that.
Okay,
but
that's what I'm trying to understand. I thought the rule stated that you have to have both offenses to be able to call the penalty.
No. Donda, okay. There's my guy. DBS in the building, other than that third and 15 or whatever, and threw a wide receiver. Yeah, so he made a lot of mistakes, Plummer did. But in the fourth quarter, I liked that I saw him correct those mistakes. Yeah, Donda. Yeah, for sure. He corrected the mistakes, and he made runs instead of forced throws. He's got to learn that every play doesn't have to be the Tecmo Bowl one play J. the Madden Hail Mary from the 2 yard line every rip. You don't have to do that. So it is what it is. Again, I just wanted to hop on here with y'all for a little bit. We're gonna go about 35 minutes. If y'all have any questions, please let us know so we can answer them. But I do come out of this game, and again, I keep referencing the group chat. It was 21-0 at the half, and everybody was hype, and I was like, look, not to be a Debbie Downer, but it's one half of football. I still didn't come out of that. We're 3-0 for sure. We only need 3 more wins to make it to a bowl. Grand. We only need 1 more win to match the basketball team's total of wins from last year. Since a lot of you all, it was Kenny's fault we only won by 7, by the way. I forgot to tell y'all that. Stupid penalties have to stop. Absolutely. I agree with that, Benny. They absolutely have to stop. But right now, I do not feel like I still do not feel like I have seen enough to properly. Where do I think Louisville's a top 30 team? I don't know. Do I think they're a top 60 team? Probably, but I'm not sure because Jordan's been consistent. Thrash has been consistent. Plummer's been inconsistently consistent. The defense has been consistent. I feel like that probably warrants a top 40 ranking just by itself. Boston College has just shown us that you can't overlook them because they went toe-to-toe with one of the best in the country, which I still do not I don't completely believe in them. And by the way, I get credit for this victory because the second I deleted my halftime tweet where I was gloating about being up on Indiana, we made the goal line stand. So I get the credit for the victory, not Coach Brohm, not anybody but me. I get the credit, but no. Yeah, great guy. 3-0. Kelly Dickey could tell us the last time we were 3-0. I can't tell you the last time we were 3-0. Probably the year where we started off 9-0. The season of the Cincy Rain game was probably the last time we started off 3-0. I don't know that for sure. I'm not Kelly Dickey, so don't quote me on that. But
I would think 2016 against Florida State, when we beat Florida State, Syracuse, and Charlotte to open the season.
That could be it. Look, I'm the host of the show. I can't sit here and look up stuff. You can. For the most part, Jack looked more sure of himself. Lamar Jackson, a Heisman Trophy year. That's same thing Higgy's saying.
Yep.
And Henry. Well, if Henry says it, then Henry and Higgy say it, then it's gold. For the most part, Jack looked more sure of himself. I don't, Wes, you know I love you, man. If himself is missing on 6 out of 10 throws, yes, he looked like himself. I don't know what it is. The quarterbacks have to be the most confident guys on the field. Even last week, there was that one play where he zipped it in, and it was a 75-yard touchdown pass or something like that to Thrash. When you play that play back in slow motion and look, if the defender had been looking, he could have stepped in front of that and picked it off, and that wouldn't have been a touchdown. Brent wants to know, how come, Higgy, you went to Costco? Why not Sam's Club?
Like Costco better. I'm sorry.
He prefers Costco, and you're not going to change his opinion, dang it. By the way,
Costco's got more of the Higgy food choices and samples all the time. So
we tried a couple trick plays today, and they sniffed them out. Like, I don't – thank God that we were able to hold on to the ball. And by the way, Higgy, just so you know, in case you want to make an appearance up here, the new Chick-fil-A by my house is opening up Monday, and the new Jack in the Boxes are opening up next week, the one on Dixie and the one in Barstown Road. So,
well, you know what I'm getting by me. I told you this already. That's going to be literally a mile from my house, and I'm excited for it.
What, a walking track?
No, a Chick-fil-A and a Whataburger.
Well, Higgy's weight loss 2023 journey has officially come to an end. We appreciate your effort this year, Higgy.
Not sponsored by Fitness Market.
No, this part is not fit. Not sponsored by Fitness Market, or the American Medical Association. He said he was excited. Yeah, he's truly excited. Brent says Rummage guaranteed a fake punt. Maybe the shanked punt should have been a run call. Look, I guaranteed that we were going to win 41-17. Like, we miss on things. And we miss on things a lot more than we get them right. That's just the beauty of the sport. Things that you think should happen don't happen. Things you don't think should happen do. It is what it is. Gotcha. But exciting game. 3-0. Got Boston College next week. Then we go for what I think should be our first true test. And that's on the road to NC State. I think that's our only true away game this season, because we had the two neutral games. Then we play it. And I know that Pittsburgh and Miami, let me preface this. Only NC State, I think, is our only true away game that's not at an NFL stadium. We've already had two neutral site games that are NFL stadiums. We play at Heinz Field, not calling it the other thing, and Hard Rock for the Miami game. I really did, too. I really wanted to blow IU out, but we is it better to blow them out? Probably. But we snagged victory from the jaws of defeat from them. So just we teased them. Here, you want it? Nope, not going to get it. I think that was better in the long run. It is what it is. Guys, I'm going to really quickly. Let's pull this up. Where's it at? What did I do with it? I'm going to blame it on Hickey. I don't know why, but really, really quickly, and we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. And we're going to let y'all get in some last-minute questions and such. We do want to shout out to all of our fine sponsors, Fitness Market, Four Pegs, the Collision Course Crew Tailgate. You're not going to get any food around town any better than Four Pegs.
And that's definitely true.
And Higgy can attest to that.
Fitness, you'll see him out at Bourbon and Beyond this weekend.
They'll be out at Bourbon and Beyond this weekend. Okay, that's actually some quality information from you, Higgy. Thank you.
I'll give you those pork belly wings. No, I mean pork belly fries that I saw on Chris's Instagram post.
He just said pork belly wings. Yes, Mac, absolutely. It absolutely does. I've got a whole gym in my house due to Fitness Market. We appreciate the partnership. I still go to Planet Fitness, who is also – I need to add them to the graphic because technically they are a sponsor because I do some promotion work for them. So maybe we'll get them thrown on the graphic too, but I get my weight lifting done there. But great sponsors. We have great people. Speaking of one of the greatest, have any food requests for next week's tailgate? Garrett. Ooh.
Garrett, what? If I come up, I want some wings.
Higgy, you don't get to say anything. You didn't even watch the whole game at home.
Or Garrett, even your cheesesteaks that you made Joey. That sounds fire.
Okay, I do like cheesesteaks, but I don't like the peppers and onions, so I'm a little picky when it comes to stuff like that. I would like some wings, though, some wingies. Wingies. That sounded weird. You know what? No, I don't have – y'all always do it right, so it is what – let me get to that part of the read, though. Make sure you all get out to the home tailgates and see the Collision Course Crew tailgaters in action. They serve up a good time, and they don't ask for anything but for you to be cordial, be respectful. Donations are appreciated. They don't really like people that come and eat and run and don't pay anything. They just dine and dash. Don't be a chooch. Don't dine and dash. Sponsorship opportunities. If you'd like to sponsor the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, give me a shoot me a message on any of the social media realms. Or my email address is jswaman723@AOL.com. I'll go ahead and put that on the that should be in the captions.
Let's see. That should be on the running ticker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That should be in the ticker. Look, this is live TV.
But I have to say, shout out to the volleyball team with the win the other night. Get ready for Stanford tomorrow, which will be a huge, huge matchup. So get out and support the volleyball team tomorrow.
Higgy, why don't you really quickly tell them about why we thought this weekend was headed for the pooper, because we had four big games this weekend, and the first two didn't end the way we wanted them to.
Yeah, so field hockey took a 2-1 loss over North Carolina on Friday, which is number 2 North Carolina, which is terrible. They should have won that game easily. North Carolina was very good, but at the same time, we were a lot better than them. We had so many more opportunities on goal than them, so we should have won that game. And then last night, the men's soccer team barely lost to Virginia Tech. And that would have been the best start in school history if we would have won that game, or even tied. It would still have been the best game for six, best record through six games in any stretch of the men's soccer team's program. And then today, close victory. We'll take that. But we got a lot of stuff on tap, and these teams around the campus, guys, you gotta go check them out. Field hockey, everything is clicking on all cylinders more than anything else right now.
Absolutely, and great. You know what? You don't do the stall very well 9 out of 10 times, but that was a perfect stall, so I could get that ticker across the bottom. Again, if you want to sponsor the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, shoot me an email at that address. Hit me up on social media, whatever. If you want to find the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, you can find it on a variety of platforms. You can find it on YouTube and over 125 podcast platforms, including Apple, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, iHeart. Hit subscribe or follow now. If you haven't listened to all the prior episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, don't worry. You can go back to CardinalSportsZone.com, the place it all began. Go to the podcast tab, hit CSC Podcast or Live with 55. That's where my old Live with 55 show is. And catch up with us. We shout out to everybody who's out there sharing the podcast. We appreciate y'all and love y'all. And we want to give a shout out to our guys, Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage, doing the Lord's work Monday through Friday from 10 to noon on ESPN 93.9 The Ville.
When Steve's not on vacation.
Whenever. Look, I don't think you need to fire any shots at Steve, Higgy, because I'm not sure you could win a war with that.
Hey, me and Steve, bros, we're good.
You say that. Look, the first time I met, look, give a little hindsight on Higgy. The very first time I started talking to Higgy on a regular basis was when he was working at Best Buy, and he came up to me one day and was like, "Yeah, me and Steve are best friends."
I called you Steve by mistake.
Yeah, you called me Steve. You're like, "Hey, Steve, nice to meet you." And then I was like, "No, I'm Jeremy." And then 5 minutes later, he was like, "Yeah, me and Steve and Charity are really good friends." So when I got home, I called him. I was like, "Do you know this Higgy guy?" And they're like, "We have no idea who you're talking about." So shout out to them, though. Fabian says the refs controlled the spread. Absolutely. I need to come out and see you guys at the tailgate. You guys eating good? Good. Fabian says that unsportsmanlike call was crap. Louisville was going to score. I don't disagree at all.
I still don't get what was going on with the 71. Did we ever figure that out?
I guess that was we did. It was a guy that got hurt during practice this week, I believe, or during the game last week, and they were just trying to honor him by wearing the number on their T-shirts. That's all it was.
Who is 71 by chance on our roster?
Well, why don't you ask somebody that's not hosting and producing the show, Higgy?
My apologies.
Look, that's the one thing you will get with Higgy is broken English and a good time. And he's all out of a good time.
Especially when there is food involved.
I swear. Like, why? Why? I'll never get it. I'll never get it. Well, look, again, we appreciate you. Higgy, any last words?
Go Cards. Beat Stanford. Let's go.
The Cards are 3-0, everybody. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Let's go for 4-0 next week versus Boston College. The next episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast is Thursday at 7:30. We will have either Keith Kelsey or Preston Brown on the show this week. And we've confirmed a lot of other people, if y'all heard the show last week, for the rest of the season, including Roman Oben for the Duke week. His son plays for Duke. And Sam Madison, the Miami week, he works for the Miami Dolphins. So we're excited. We've got a lot of good people to bring y'all. 7:30 this week, it'll be either Keith or Preston. We're not sure yet. They're trying to juggle their schedules around. And we'll have a good time. You probably won't hear a lot from me breaking the game down on Thursday because I just did then. Give the others a little time to talk. It is what it is. But y'all stay tuned in. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all are voting in the Leo Awards. We appreciate that too. Let's go. Thanks again for the support. We love y'all. Until next time, this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast.